Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report with Dr. Bill Deagle and me, Deborah Tavares, with StopTheCrime.net. I wanted to certainly let everyone know, this is very interesting, that the ex-minister of the smart meter rollout in Europe has taken his meter off. And here's what it says. Ex-minister blasts smart meter energy meters and admits he's removed his own meter, and this is as of July 28th of 2018 that this has been reported. So here's what it says.
That's really amazing that he would do that.
This is why he says he did it. The ex-minister who launched the smart meter roll-off has admitted he removed his own meter because he barely looked at it. His name is Mike O'Brien, and he announced that while he was behind the billions of revolution, that every home would have a smart meter by 2020, more than 9 years ago, while the energy minister in Gordon Brown's Labor government, he said that he blamed the fundamental flaws in the project overseen by the then energy secretary, Ed Miliband, as it is set to miss its deadline. The devices are designed to show householders how much their energy is costing them in real time and transmit meter readings electronically. The government believed this would mean households used less as a result, less energy as a result. But Mr. O'Brien, the MP, until 2010, told the Daily Telegraph, quote, "I had an early version. After a while, I barely looked at it, didn't use it, and I got rid of it." He goes on to say that other former ministers have said the program was rushed through by politicians and government officials who wanted to meet climate change targets. So again, the original deployment of the smart meters was all around the false science to reduce climate change, which is the use of weather weapons, now fully engaged, because now every country, as I said earlier, has adopted climate change policies, has approved and acknowledged that increased weather events on all fronts, including all the fires, not just the fires that we're experiencing here in California, of which I'm under heavy smoke as a result of the fires in Redding, California. There's a Napa fire burning. There's a Mendocino fire burning. We know that with all the aluminum oxide that's been sprayed over us for multiple years has certainly been an accelerant. We know that the firefighters, as I've said, are sent out to fight the fires. They don't have equipment to fight fires with, not these kinds of fires. They're not informed how these fires and why they're moving so fast. But yet on the front lines and in the papers, you will hear admission after admission after admission by those firefighters. They've not ever seen fires this fast, this hot, ever. And now we're being told it's the new norm.
Well, so you know you can get a green laser that can go up to 3 to 4 miles or more, just a regular one you can order online, and you can put it on a drone and you can start a fire 2 miles away just by pointing a green laser at chaparral.
You know, this is something interesting. I'm glad you said drone, because you know what? They claim that they have had difficulty getting firefighting airplanes up in the Redding area because of all of the interference with the drones that are in the sky. And they said they don't know where all those drones are coming from. This was just said on the radio intermittently in between a lot of interference on our AM radio.
Well, my guess would be probably like somebody affiliated with DARPA. Defense Authorized Research Project, because, as I mentioned, there's a number of reasons why fires are increasing. Ultraviolet light, aluminum oxide, increased cosmic background radiation, blocking climate so that the normal things look like the Pineapple Express doesn't come in, and then actually starting fires with drones and with directed energy weapons. And people say, well, they can't do that. Yes, they can. It's really simple. I can go online now in 20 seconds, order a drone, order a green laser, put the green lasers on the drone, fly it at about $1,200 to get a drone up to 70 miles an hour, up to 30 miles from where I'm living, and start a fire almost anywhere. And nobody would know, because I can fly it under, say, radar into 300 feet. You wouldn't even see it coming. It can hit chaparral right by somebody's home and start a fire. We also know the power corporations know that smart meter power grids actually start fires on the wiring, so which is why in Saskatchewan it's against the law to have smart meters, because it causes fires in buildings, homes, and wiring. So these are all factors that the government doesn't want to approach, that they actually created the problem or won't address even galactic and solar changes, and they won't fix Fukushima Daiichi, which has punched a giant hole in the northern hemisphere in the radiation protection cloud that increases fire-starting effects of background radiation hitting the Earth. They don't want to touch any of this, do they?
Well, they don't. But I want to talk about the climate action plans, because I know these plans. These plans are adopted worldwide in every single city. Your counties that are nefarious, that have been misrepresenting your best interest and actually reducing the population through these plans, because that's exactly what these plans are.
Right.
There's too many people using too much stuff, and they're genociding us. And you can go to stopthecrime.net. I wish you would. Look at the document at the very top of the homepage. You will read how they must reduce more wealthy nations. But I'm just looking right now through the city of Redding, California, that's on fire as we speak, and some of the requirements in their development. And why I'm looking at this is after the fires burn many of the homes down, which is what we found here in Northern California in the Santa Rosa devastation and now the aftermath, all of the design changes for rebuilding the downtown areas and the burned out areas are coming into play. So I'm looking at the 2020 greenhouse gas reduction potential out of the Redding action plan, Redding, California plan.
Right.
And it says here that research demonstrates that average daily shopping and errand trips in well-serviced neighborhoods are less than half the distance than in neighborhoods with low levels of diversity. The research also indicates that residents who live within a quarter to a half a mile of neighborhood commercial centers are more likely to walk or bike in order to purchase daily goods and services. Enhancing the quality and diversity of the uses in the city neighborhood commercial centers will help decrease transportation-related greenhouse gas emissions and reduce climate change. The city will provide incentives to locate higher-density development near transit routes and other designated locations. The city of Redding has taken the following measures to encourage mixed-use development. And here are some bullet points. Allow unlimited residential density in the downtown core. They will not limit building heights in the downtown core. It says does not require off-street parking in the downtown core. Why? Because they're eliminating cars and petroleum in the cities. I'm adding that. The next thing is they identify two mixed use neighborhoods in the general plan. with underlying single-family district classifications. New mixed-use developments will provide a mix of residential projects and construct up to 100,000 square feet of commercial floor area without going through the general plan amendment process. They also go on to say how they will create streamlined permitting processes for higher density and mixed-use developments. This is happening right now in Santa Rosa and in Sonoma County after they burned us out again in October of 2017. There's more. I'm going to read it. These are in your plans, too, not just in this one. Stay tuned. You're going to hear why the weather weapons are increasing on all of us in every way.
Right. By the way, this is not open to opinion, is it? It's just facts.
It is written. It is approved.
It's written. It's already written and approved. Yeah, it's just read, weep, and act. How's that? Read, weep, and act.
Well, be informed and understand how you are being disinformed.
Welcome back. And so, Deborah, go to the stopthecrime.net. We also going to be, I got my computer all rebuilt completely. It's a supercomputer. It's even more powerful than when I had it stripped out and rebuilt completely with all the parts. We're able to do some more video. Probably next will be this weekend. But we need to convert some of the shows to video as well, too, like this one, because it's really important people understand that these topics aren't being talked about by other alternative.
No, they're not. And in fact, no one is linking the climate action plans to the amped up weather weaponization globally.
Yeah, you're the only one, and me, and of course, the two of us are a tag team to get this information out, because people don't understand the future is very dark. And if you're not aware of what's coming, you're not going to be prepared for what's coming. Even if you think you're a prepper, you're going to be very unprepared for the kind of changes like robotic drones, a skyway where there's no more automobiles run by people anymore, say 10 years from now, you're going to be very surprised by everything that's going to happen, because they're going to close the various aspects of the matrix down on you out there. And
So what I want to do, Dr. Bill, is I want to continue with the Reading Climate Action Plan, but this is a template. It's the plan in every city. The verbiage may be slightly different. You may have a couple hundred pages to go through, but you can and you should take a look at these plans. Everybody that's listening, you need to understand these plans are in play. These are weapons of warfare based on false science, again, allowing increased weather weapons to be enhanced. We've given now permission. Because we're accepting the fact that fires are going to be year-round, storms are going to be year-round, droughts, famine, tornadoes. Now they've got a new word, though. It's interesting. They create a new vocabulary as they move us in to this sci-fi manipulated, weaponized reality. They're now calling fire-nados. Instead of tornadoes, fire-nados.
Oh, really?
Yes. So let's get into this plan so that people understand where these weaponized weather events and the assaults and the decimation of our communities are taking us. It's taking us in to smart cities and resilience. And after your city burns down or gets hit by a flood, tornado, whatever kind of weaponized event for plausible deniability that they typically use in your area, because obviously they can't use fire everywhere, there are certain fire zones. But let's just go over this. So they talk about, and we just had this happen here in Santa Rosa, California, where they had a bicycle infrastructure meeting for the burned out areas for the implementation as a result of rebuilding. So let's talk about this. Now, I'm not disking bikes. I'm not disking walking trails, but that is going to be your only way to get around in the cities. It's an interconnectivity of bikes and walking trails. So let's read what Reading has to say. It says bicycle infrastructure, 2020 greenhouse gas reduction potential. And it says it's based, and it's included in Senate Bill 375, which is the California State Reduction Bill. Okay, the city of Redding understands the importance of creating a balanced, multi-model transportation network that meets the needs of all users, such as pedestrians, bicyclists, motorists, movers of commercial goods, and users of public transportation. Redding's bicycle network will provide 20 miles of paved multi-use paths, 2 miles of Class 1 paths, 24 miles of Class 2 lanes, and 77 miles of Class 3 lanes. So let's talk about this. The city has adopted a bikeway action plan. Now, I want everybody to look this up. This applies to you. Bikeway action plan, which identifies and prioritizes necessary bicycle system improvements to increase bicycle use for commuting. The plan calls for the construction of 38.7 miles. Now, again, this is specific to this plan in Redding that's burning now. 38 miles of new on-street bicycle paths and lanes, and the conversion of 58 miles of existing bicycle routes. The city is rapidly implementing these goals already and is planning for additional expansions beyond this target in the near future. Well, the near future is now for Redding because they're burning down, and they're going to now get money from the Resilient Cities, which is Rothschild and Rockefeller. Their mayors are going to sign on and commit 10% of their annual gross city revenue for the implementation of the resilient plans to literally capture everybody in these human settlement zones. But also, again, Redding is likely going to experience the opportunity to donate to resilient funds in the process of their rebuilding process, which is exactly what's happening here. Now, I would urge everybody that is listening to not donate to anything that has the word resilience in it. Right. And if you're not sure if it means resilience, type in the name of whatever it is that the donation is geared for, and type in resilience after that name and Rothschild or Rockefeller, and see if in some manner it ties back, because it will. It will. So let's continue on here. So they're going to expand in the near future their target areas. In addition to bicycle paths, the city also participates in a program to provide public bicycle racks on streets in the downtown core, and currently requires bicycle facilities in commercial developments to encourage a shift towards bicycle use for daily trips. Now, let's talk about this. I have found a plan in a document that is numbing. Numbing. It is numbing. So I'm going to tell you where you can find these things. We have a special spot, a special link on stopthecrime.net. It is entitled Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. Now, Kiss Your Gas Goodbye was a sign and a banner that we came up with probably 6 years ago when we were looking at the climate action plans, my husband and I, and we were reading them as builders, and we were seeing that they were the plan was to eliminate gas. So we interpreted that as being natural gas. We knew that the infrastructure in the United States for all gas distribution has been allowed to be mismanaged. The maintenance has not occurred. And now we're seeing all of these leaks, explosions, like the big gas explosion in San Bruno in the San Francisco area about 8 or so years ago, blew up several blocks, killed about right. 8 or so people. They're putting the fear of gas leaks now. You'll find in your utility bills that you're going to get inserts like we are, warning us against gas leaks. Now, we knew about 6 years ago that Pacific Gas and Electric had a team of workers that went out and literally looked at the gas manifolds that are up against your house, because many of these gas manifolds just happen to be right underneath your smart meter. So the teams were tagging the manifolds that had leaks with zip ties. PG&E told them to stop tagging and stop finding leaks. So gas is going, they're going to scare everybody with gas explosions so that they can literally eliminate gas, which is what they're doing anyway. When we get back, there's more. Now, I want to just conclude one thing about the climate action plans, and then I want to talk about some things we have to do in order to survive moving forward, and some things that
to protect your health, because because what happens is people are being exposed to things that are going to wreck their health.
Yeah,
and they might think they're healthy now, but they're not going to be for long. Unless you, and if you see a regular conventional doctor, even an naturopath or chiropractor, that doesn't understand all these environmental hazards, genetically modified food, vaccines, scalar radiation, smart meters, etc., they're going to harm you.
And they are. And so I want to get into that, but I want to just continue a little bit more with these climate action plans, and then we're going to, I want to talk about what we've decided to do as a family to preserve our health as best we can.
And, of course, I've been your health provider. I've been helping both you and your husband in a number of areas where you've had remarkable improvements that conventional medicine's completely failed.
Well, the conventional medicine is only intended to exacerbate ill health effects, because the ill health effects are created, and sadly, and I have to say this, and I say this with all humility and sadness, but the firefighters are as ill-equipped to be out there fighting these weaponized fires now that are exacerbated by technology that they're not being told about. They're being given equipment that's antiquated to go out and fight these monster storms, which, again, they're now calling fire NATOs. Just like our traditional doctors are not equipped to provide any health, and the idea that we even call it health care is laughable.
It is.
Sick care management and sick care promotion.
So actually, I got a better term for you. Instead of MD, I call it ME, medical embalmers.
Well, there you have it. So here's our analysis, and for those of you that are listening, you need to make this decision for yourselves, because many people now are wondering how they're going to survive the cataclysmic changes that we're all being faced with. And certainly we're going to have to look for ways in which we can increase defend ourselves against the assaults and increase our immune systems. And certainly we know many things, not to get vaccinated, not to take pharmaceuticals, but more importantly, occasionally you're going to need to go to a doctor. And here's what we decided, and this is up to everyone that's listening, and I can't imagine that you wouldn't agree, but we will no longer ever seek any medical attention, unless it's stitches or a broken bone, by a doctor that does not fully understand reality. What do I mean by that? By a doctor that does not understand that we're being sprayed overhead with chemtrails, that the weather is fully and globally manipulated, that we face poisoning in our water, our food supply, that fluoride is a poison, and all the other aspects of the types of influences that are being put upon all of us. If your doctor doesn't understand this, don't go. Because he or she would not be equipped to help you. Only way to help you would be to help you check out faster, and that would serve the genocide plan. So what we have decided to do is seek Dr. Bill Deagle's assistance, because as many of you know, over the past few years, particularly when I was missing in action for a couple of years, we were very heavily targeted. And that included many assaults against how we felt emotionally and physically. And as a result, we have sought Dr. Deagle's advice and his protocols And he honestly is now our doctor. And we won't go to anyone else because now we're using nutraceuticals. We know how many.
And technology.
And technology. I mean, people will just randomly take vitamin C, but you know you can take too much vitamin C. Who knew that? No one's teaching you anything.
Well, you can take too much of the conventional 500 milligrams, you get diarrhea, but not if you take the calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin salt we have. You can take 90 grams and you'll turn off cancer and cytokines. If you're dying of a septic infection, even if you're in a coma, we're going to put a feeding tube down. And if we can give you the form of Power C we have, we can actually turn off fungal or negative septicemia while you're in the ICU. So this is not an option. This is not something optional. People need to know the conventional medical system is completely, as I said in the first hour with Josh Burns in the second hour, they have cranial cephalic rectal insertion syndrome. Their head is so far up they're behind. They've never seen daylight for decades.
Well, Dr. Bill, I want to say, because everybody that's listening does need to ratchet up their survival thinking.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you that want to survive. Now, you can survive, but you can be sick as you survive, and you can be
they're going to turn on things that are going to cause immediate and serious illness. For example, I saw a notice in Fudge, and I worked with the CDC and the FBI, federal government, because I work with Reserve Admiral Hughes with the federal government on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter and bioterrorism, radiological terrorism. A serious pandemic could easily wipe out 900 million people just in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Right.
I saw
people,
that too.
People need to understand, when they're throwing these numbers, they want this to happen. For example, we're watching one right now, H7N9 in China, three different gene changes alone. And this could kill not hundreds, 900 million, but billions. And people don't get this. And this is only one of dozens of bugs already out there, like Candida auris, that's 30% lethal. If you get it in an ICU, even in America with the top care, and they put you in a coma and put you on a ventilator, 30% of people with Candida auris die, even in our U.S. Top-notch intensive care units.
Well, the problem, though, too, with going into the hospitals is everything is wireless now. So here you go sick or in need of help, and you are being literally cooked to death.
Plus, they're also filthy, because if you go around with a blood agar place, you can find the pathogens that will kill you in the hallways, in the operating room doors, in the nurse's station, in the doctor's ties.
Well, I can only say what we're doing, Dr. Bill. We've made our choice, and it's going to be up to everyone else to make their choice.
Well, they're exposed to everything now. The new things that the human beings wear, I call 327 million guinea pigs, scalar radiation, toxic vaccines, genetically modified food, mineral-depleted soil, halides everywhere, including air, food, and water, new nanotechnologies being experimented with in Asian countries now for manufacturing that get in our biosphere, and we're exposed now to cosmic radiation because we're destroying the benthic layer of the oceans and the ozone layer, and we wonder why we're getting sick of those fires? Are you kidding me? Right? We wonder.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, I can tell you that the report came out, I haven't seen it, but this is what I understand, that after the fires here in Sonoma County in 2017, a number of months after the fires, there were well over a couple hundred people that ended up dying from respiratory and heart ailments.
Right. You burn your artery walls, you're going to have a stroke or heart attack or go into heart failure.
Yeah.
Why do you think heart failure is increasing at such a rapid rate?
Well, and that's why they're heavily chemtrailing us right now, too, because they're holding, and they did this after the fires in October, they chemtrailed low to hold all the smoke and toxins down rather than to allow it to move on out. And even the smoke even went as far as Marin. People were really noticing the smoke from Santa Rosa, Marin, and even San Francisco. So we are seeing the smoke now here in Santa Rosa from the Redding fires and some of the other fires. They have a new fire right now in Mendocino, and everybody needs to revisit our plan to burn up Northern California, because we talked about the plan to burn up Mendocino that was in play with the killing of millions of trees. That's going to ignite. So listen to that. Understand what the heavy spraying has done. We are literally going up like you'd light a fire. That's exactly what is happening.
Right.
And, you know, people say, well, there are arsonists that are causing all this. Yes, the arsonist is called the government. And certainly we probably have a lot of MKUltra and mind control victims that are arsonists being used as well. And pyromaniacs that just love to start fires, whatever it is.
Exactly. Layer upon layer of horror and evil. Layer upon layer.
That's right. Well, we'll be back in a minute because we've got more information to empower you with to help you.
If you like alkaline water.
Deborah, you have some more?
I do, and I want everybody to listen very closely to this one. This is, again, on stopthecrime.net, and it is under Kiss Your Gas Goodbye, and I'm reading this verbatim out of a document. So here we go. While a low-carbon mix of power sources is essential, the use of electricity to displace gasoline in cars and natural gas in buildings, sometimes called electrification or fuel shifting, should be prioritized at an even higher level. We're working to facilitate the reduction of total greenhouse gas emissions across all sectors. For example, with programs to rebuild burned homes with 24/7 renewable sources and no natural gas, bulk discounts on electric vehicles, and construction of an energy store where customers can purchase zero carbon technologies. Let me continue. They go on to say, as illustrated in the chart below, which you're going to have to go look at this chart below, the load over a 12-year period is projected to increase, moving from left to right. That's in regards to the chart. But they say load increases from population and rebuilding after the fires by the amount in the yellow bar in this chart decreases the load. So they say solar further decreases the load. So let me explain what they're talking about. Here in California, they're requiring all new construction by 2020 to have solar. Everybody in 2020 with all new construction must augment solar. The reason is it's a power shift. They need to electrify all other uses and increase the electrical grid and get us off of the smart meter electrical grid in our homes and get us on to solar. Well, we'll still be hooked up to the smart meters even if you do solar, unless you're able to opt out, then you can do solar.
Yeah, you can opt out. In fact, when we got we opted out after 2011, and you can't opt out. In fact, even when I got Sunrun Solar, you can be opted out, and when you start putting batteries on, even though you're so-called connected, you're actually not taking power from the grid, but you may be sending power to them through Sunrun Solar. But if you back up batteries and take more and more of the battery power, less and less of it goes off to the grid. And eventually, because I have backup 20-kilowatt as well, propane generator, Generac generator, you need to get off the grid. You need to also have a well and get primary water, which is why I'll be getting all powered
up. Now, to everybody that's listening, you just heard me say something pretty profound. I hope you really think about what you heard me say. This is in a document. Okay, it's called a power shift.
Right.
They're shifting us out of petroleum.
Right.
You will find when you type in Rockefeller, you'll find that Rockefeller has already started divesting out of fossil fuels. Now, let's break that down. Rockefeller lied about the origins of oil, always called it fossil fuels so that they could control the market with the idea of finite resources, the same way that they're going to be attempting to control the water. telling us that it is a finite resource, but Rockefeller is pulling out of the fossil fuels before, obviously, they get caught in promoting a lie. They're moving all their assets into green energy markets. Why? Because if you look at the World Bank documents, an entirely new reality is being scripted for all of us based on scientific fraud. They're looking at investments in green energy and how to move the economy in the most disruptive method possible, where people will die in this process, massive, massive deaths in the process of this disruption. They admit in these documents that when they're going to, this is really interesting. They say they're going to allow some electric vehicle giveaway programs, and that the major auto industries are going to contribute to the giveaway programs to help encourage people to move into electricity. They're going to have a lot of free start charging stations for the time being to create the allure, we're going to have electricity powered cars. This is just for the moment to shift people. That's the carrot. That's what is intentionally always done. In fact, in Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, if you have not read that, you will understand the silent weapons approach to everything that you've heard us talk about today on the program. Really, literally, it covers the entire spectrum of the intention of manipulation, control, lack of education, and genocide. It's covered. And it's only 41 pages. So I would recommend that you read it, study it, understand it, and also look at the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net, because you're going to find out that the military, all the military systems are supporting climate change, which is massive reduction of population. Many people I know, Dr. Bill, watch daily the chemtrails occurring overhead. They're seeing the jets. Many people wish they had some way in which they could take down those planes. And, you know, people fantasize, wouldn't it be great if there was some kind of a rocket that the regular population could use to just stop it? That's the military. You're seeing the military overhead. Everybody that's listening, you're seeing the military destroying our environment. That is the goal. So when you type in the U.S. Air Force, I'm sad to say, the U.S. Army, the Department of Defense, they are all at war, and they're fighting climate change.
Yeah, you told me to look at that in the break, and I pull up
stuff. What?
Yeah, you told me to look that up in the break, and you're absolutely correct. It's like mind-blowing. How much
is
there?
Mind-blowing. So what everybody needs to understand is you've got to get onto nutraceuticals. You've got to protect your health as best you can. You need to be thinking about your plans now, because by the end of 2018, the frequencies are going to increase. I know there are many people that think they can divert the 5G. No, I'm sorry to say. It is considered the backbone for the new technologies.
Actually, it's the backbone of the Matrix. Without 5G, they can't bring in the Matrix. They want to have a space-based and ground-based. Remember in Japan, they even developed these things that look like they're drilled into the ground? So they're going to have
manhole covers. They're hiding the 5G under the manhole covers.
Exactly. So if without 5G, they can't create the Matrix, period.
That's right. And then without the 5G, Google can't move into your cities and Googleize them. My new word, Google.
You've been Googled, I guess.
Yeah, well, because they want to have computer vision cameras 24/7, 365 monitor, track. They want to bring in mixed reality in our cities so that you don't have to live in the hell that you're living in. You can create a virtual reality of something more pleasant.
Even in your walls, you can actually have virtual reality walls. So even if you're in a micro apartment, you can have virtual reality walls that make you think you're living elsewhere.
Well,
I changed the initials.
This reminds me of Soylent Green when he chose to watch certain pictures as he was dying and being fed into the machine to be consumed by other people that were unaware they were consuming themselves, which, by the way, we've been consuming ourselves for a long time anyway, through Cinemix, Cenomyx. Check that out on stopthecrime.net. Print off a flyer, spread it around. You don't want to be cannibalizing either now, because many of you...
It's cannibalizing cell lines from fetuses.
That's right.
And some major companies like Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola, et cetera, are using Cinemax, which to improve the flavoring are actually cell lines from aborted fetuses.
That's exactly right. And the list is very interesting because many people, at the time when this was researched, there were many corporations that were using this in their food supply, including Jenny Craig. And they talk about a variety, Dreyer's Extreme Häagen-Dazs. All of this was part of a lawsuit that was initiated by a Rights for Life group. Again, you can go to StopTheCrime.net, type in Cinemix, S-E-N-O-M-Y-X. You can see the flyer. You'll see the lawsuit case. You'll see who was behind it. You print it off. Don't buy these foods in your store. And take Nutramedicals and don't destroy your health because it's being destroyed for you whether you want it or not to be destroyed.
Yeah, in the past, if you ignored it and didn't take nutraceuticals or technology to protect you, you might be okay. Nowadays, if you don't take... For a while. Nowadays, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be a victim.
Well, you're going to be part of the genocide numerical system of the 83% in the United States and other percentages throughout the rest of the world. So thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me on today. Everyone go to StopTheCrime.net.
Absolutely. Don't enter the matrix. Flush the matrix, let's put it that way. Becoming informed. Read, weep, and act are my calls now, and ask better questions. Once you ask the questions and you change your worldview, you'll realize this is not a theory, it's not open to opinion, it's just awful.
We're at war, they're killing us, and everything is aimed at us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.